Okay, and we are going. So welcome, Henry, to the call. This is the launch of Xylosoft Platinum Club. The whole goal here is to create an environment where business owners between 200,000 gross revenue and 2 million gross revenue can come together under the guidance of a leader who has been there before. And then we can all take our businesses to the next level. That is not being led by me because I am not the best person. My core strength is in inventing new automated web services. That's where I really get excited. I love helping people, but I don't have the ability to really engage on a weekly, every other week kind of one-on-one level with the same person week in, week out. There are other people who that's their passion. And so I want to introduce Henry Schaffler, who is my partner in Xylosoft Platinum Club. His company is called the CEO Mastermind. And so together, this is the Xylosoft Platinum Club CEO Mastermind. So Henry, welcome to the call.
Nice to be here.
All right. Let's get started a little bit, Henry. And before we get into the details of the club, most people know me. I just mentioned it before the calls began, my history at Microsoft, my growing my business called Xylosoft after that, my focus on maybe ethics and foundational business structure as opposed to marketing tactics. And so they know that about me, but I don't think most people know you yet because you come from a whole other world called the real world, away from internet marketing. So tell us a little bit about you, Henry, and how you got into in the business in the first place, and then how you got into coaching and mentoring what you're doing right now.
Right. Okay. The short story is, we've been in what I guess what you might call brick and mortar businesses for the whole career. I started 30 years or so ago as a consultant helping small business owners become more effective as a manager, so-called management development training. I worked with the Management Institute. I worked with New York University seminars. And into the later 80s, the small fries like myself were getting pushed out by the great big companies like Franklin Covey and CareerTrax, and everybody's probably heard of those great big training companies. So I went partnered with some people in Portland, Oregon, who were starting up a staffing company and worked in the HR outsourcing area for 8 years. I was the vice president of sales and marketing for that company. Helped grow the company by 500% over that period. I ended up working with around 120 small business owners, and that's really where I got deep down into the essence of what it takes to make a small business successful. All the clients were companies, say, with around 300 employees and between around 100 or 200,000 minimum revenue up to about 10-20 million. And through that, I really learned the heartbeat of a small business owner and what it takes to make the business go round and be successful over time and into the future. To make the long story short, 2 years ago, we started the CEO Mastermind in a local market. We have several dozen small business owners in groups in a local market, and recently we saw that there was a need to go beyond that local market, so we are now launching together with Xylosoft the CEO Mastermind nationwide, making it available in a virtual format, and we're going to get into the more details of what that's all about. But the coaches I work with and myself have a passion for small business owners, and making it all work and tuning it up to its highest efficiency and effectiveness and profitability.
All right. I want to give everyone a visual here, kind of a comparison. I want you to imagine on one side, a properly run business where, not that it doesn't have problems, but it has good problems like too much growth, so many A-level players that there's a little bit too much competition between them. Things like that are happening. And then on the other side, I want you to imagine a paintball player with epilepsy. Okay. If you have epilepsy, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. But, okay, that's how most Internet businesses certainly are run, I think, is this epileptic paintball shooter, firing off in all different directions, hoping something works, and it's just chaos. And so what you end up with, on one side, if you focus on marketing techniques, what you end up with is a lot of money-making campaigns. And you end up with things where, you got a good burst of revenue this month, but then you have to do it all again to make it work the next month and the next month. And even if you do have something going on for a little while, like you figure out the AdSense trick or whatever else, and then, Google changes their mind on how it does things, or competitors change the marketplace, and suddenly, all that's gone. And so, I've told the story before. Some of you may have heard it on the call already. I'm going to say it again, and I will say it again in the future. People think of me as an online marketer, but I don't do AdWords. I don't do article submissions. I don't do pay-per-click advertising. SEO. I don't do a blog. I don't even have business cards. Okay. So I don't do marketing. All I do is I create cool products and then launch them and then go back to creating another cool product. That's all I do. Now, my business is now big enough where I can afford a team of people to help me do more sophisticated things. But I focus on my strengths. And my strengths are is thinking about this at a foundational level. And you know what? A lot of my peers in this industry, in the internet marketing industry, because most of you on the call are probably internet marketers or you've been attracted to me through that. And so those of you who have a foot in the real world, you know this is true. But for those of you in the purely internet world, let me just tell you that most internet marketing gurus, they're making between, $100,000 and $2 million a year, and that's where they peak out, and they can't get past that, and they're working harder than you could believe, and they don't really have the lifestyle they talk about. What they often have is they have freedom of choice in terms of what thing they're doing today. And that is a type of freedom. That is having a job without a boss. Okay, and so that is cool. You can take weeks off at a time, but then you got to get back into work, or else things don't really happen. You're always at risk because of competition or whatever else. You haven't built a structure that grows beyond you. And so, what I'm doing here with my business, I've actually delayed profits in order to build a more secure foundation that then can rocket past exponentially my peers and just do amazing things. And it's not because of a marketing trick. It's not because I'm working harder. It's because I'm working smarter. And as I mentioned before the call, this past year, I have spent about $95,000 on high-level coaches, mentors, consultants, seminars to educate myself. Because I finally figured out that even though I used to have it as a point of pride that I didn't need to read books to succeed, I didn't need to be connected to succeed. I was kind of proud of that fact because it made me sound smarter. Okay, I was wrong. I admit it. Okay, that is one kind of success perhaps, but you know what? There are big, big caps. There are limits, and you know what? You don't know what you don't know until it hurts you. Then you realize it. Like a two-year-old does not know the rules of traffic, and the two-year-old is happy as can be until something tragic happens because he or she doesn't know the rules of traffic. And so, what I'm talking about here is in business. If I knew what I know now back when I started my business, okay, I would have hired a mentor instantly, and I would have done a whole lot of things smarter. Right now, like I said, I've paid $95,000, but I also have commitments in terms of percentages of growth and so on that total maybe up to $500,000 of future profits that if things happen the way they should happen. So, yeah, I am really investing in myself, and I am doing it by bringing on people who are smarter than me, who have done it before. And so that's why I wanted to introduce Henry here to you, because Henry is an A-class player, and he's attracted A-class players along with them. So that's kind of my backstory here. I want everyone on the call to know why this is so important. It's about managing the chaos of business and just doing things a little bit smarter. Having that one-on-one talk with someone who is an expert at holding down the fort is so helpful when things are going crazy, or when you're trying to plan the foundation of your next level. So, Henry, let's before we get into the details of the plan, and before we talk about the $1 offer tonight, tell us some of the problems that you've seen CEOs encounter in this range of gross revenue.
Okay. Well, for all those that go for the $1 challenge tonight, we're going to provide you with a special report. It's the top 10 fatal errors most CEOs make and how to avoid them. Now, first of all, you may not have thought of yourself as a CEO, but our goal here is to get you to start thinking like a CEO. The CEO is the one looking from the 30,000-foot level down on the big picture of the business and thinking about how to drive that business forward to profitability instead of just doing the work, as we call it. Another way of looking at it is the CEO is working on the business, but the manager is working in the business, and we want to get ourselves away from working in the business and more working on it. So that's why this is the 10 fatal errors that CEOs make. And there's probably too many to go through tonight, but I'm going to go through one of what we call a mindset error to start with, and that is simply the word yabut, Y-A-B-U-T. Now, I'll let you think what that might mean. Rick, tell me what that means, yabut.
Well, you know, I just had my first coaching session with one of my other coaches there, and I'm laughing now because I have to admit I said yabut a whole lot of times. and I'm guessing yeah, but means that
yeah, but
is that someone is giving me the right insight, and I'm telling them why I'm doing what I'm doing, which is a kind of a disconnect. It's actually a way of avoiding the issue on the table. I think is that right?
Yep. Yeah, but it won't work in my particular industry. Yeah, but
okay.
It won't work in my company. Yeah, but we tried that before. And that is a serious business error. And so right off the bat, I'm going to suggest to everybody tonight, watch out, because yabut's going to come into your mind a few times tonight during this call. And so nip it in the bud. And the mindset we want to have is, I'm open to anything. If it's going to help me improve my business, deliver better value to my customers, make more money for me and my family, I'm open. It's not that every idea you get is going to be fantastic, but you're never going to know unless you're open in the first place. So that's one error.
Okay. What would be another error?
Another one in the top 10 errors is not working off a documented operations system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we found 90% of small businesses actually don't have one. Now, what do we mean by a documented operating system? That means that in every area of our business, we've actually got a little written document that explains how that department works so that when people come into the company, we can train them on how things work. We can duplicate what we're doing, and we can fine-tune our processes. Most of us in small business are running by the seat of our pants, actually. And
mm-hmm.
So the way to get around that error is to start somewhere. Simple little processes like doing an org chart on my company, starting to write job descriptions for my key positions. You may say, well, hey, I just got off my kitchen table and now I've got my first two employees. I just reached 200,000. What are you talking about, Henry? My answer is, hey, that's great, fantastic. Envision your company when you're going get where you really want to go. What's your vision? And do your org chart for that company, and just put yourself and your two little employees in all the positions and start getting some structure on your company. That way, when you do start getting the cash flow, you're going to be ready to handle it. Because what happens to a lot of small businesses, especially ones that started as virtual companies and ones that started off our kitchen table, is when we do start growing, we can't handle the growth. And actually, a number of companies have gone under, Rick, because things went too well too fast.
Mm-hmm. When they start going well, what happens is people start being more confident of their own quick judgments. And then my guess is what happens is, because I've seen it happen with my own organization, is you, especially in hiring, you hire too fast because you get the good feeling and, you know, boom, you got the person on board. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know, we don't even know what the job is. and this person actually, you know, is more of this kind of a person than that kind of a person, so it doesn't fit, and all kinds of things happen. Now, back to that second common mistake in small business about not having a written down operational process. I guess it was Wednesday, just yesterday, at our monthly staff meeting, we discussed this, and you know, we had tried using a wiki internally, which is a kind of a user edited website,
right,
where all
right.
the employees could edit things, and we have a lot of content up there, but you know, it's not really organized, it's not really visible. You know, even though I'm an online kind of person, I have to admit there's something about having it in your hands that changes the way you interact with the information, right? And so
that's
what we
right.
decided to
Absolutely.
Do was I asked Carol to go out to Barnes & Noble and you know, because they have a lot of those like journals and stationery kind of things, and pick up some of these like, personal journals and you know, things that something that looks nice, you know, not necessarily the most expensive one, but you know, something that looks nice so that we know this is important. It's not like a cheap you know fifth grader spiral notebook, right? So we could get some nice journals, and we got some little sticky tabs, and we're going to have a section in each journal. Every employee gets a journal, and there's going to be one section for daily tasks that come up, and then there'll be another section for weekly tasks,
right.
another section for monthly, another section for
right.
you know yearly. And so the whole idea is they're going to keep it by their desk, and it becomes a more present way. You know, on the wiki, you can forget that you even have the wiki there. But
right.
this notebook, this journal is going to be right there by everybody's desk. That's going to be something that people are going to be writing in, I think. Now, we haven't tried this yet, but I think it's going to work amazingly well, and it's because of the physical nature of it.
Exactly. Right.
So I really agree with that common mistake.
By the way, if people are listening and these are kind of flying by at you, don't worry. When you plunk down your little dollar and access what we're going to, you'll get this report, and all 10 of these errors will be written in there and the solutions. So
yeah.
Flying by
okay.
Minutes.
So we're about 17 minutes into the call here. Let's take a second here, and I want to fully describe what the Zilesoft Platinum Club actually is. Okay, so that everyone has that answer, because a lot of people come in late to a call, and so I wanted to wait just a little bit here. So here's the scoop on the Zilesoft Platinum Club. And Henry, correct me if I miss any little details here, but basically tonight the offer is for $1. We're going to kind of get you into the pipeline, okay? For $1, you get into the pipeline, and there's no risk. And so here's how it works. That dollar basically gets you your first week for a dollar, okay? And the first week is going to include immediately you're going to get a business assessment that you can take that's going to help you understand where your business could benefit from this type of experience, okay? So that's going to help you understand the true benefit for you, because everyone's business is different in terms of how it's broken. You know, marketing
right.
is always the same, business management is always the same, but all of our businesses are broken in different ways. I think was it Tolstoy said that happy families are always the same, but miserable families are always different in their own way or something? Anyway, Russian novelist aside, the whole goal here is to pay a dollar tonight, and then you get the business assessment, and then you also get access to our Meet the Mentors call on Monday. Now, because we have two different mentors to pick from, each one is going to just has a different personality, a different way of working things, and so you're going to want to be able to pick the mentor that works best for you. And if there's any concern with capacity here, whoever signs up with their dollar first will get their first choice on the mentor. But I think we have room for everybody, so don't worry about that too much.
Right.
But basically, Monday is going to be the Meet the Mentor day. And then on Tuesday, you give us your request of which mentor do you like. And that's when the Platinum Club actually begins. The monthly fee for the Platinum Club is $397. Okay, so this is a lot less expensive than some clubs, certainly a lot less expensive than what I'm paying. But for that $397, you get two one-on-ones a month with your mentor of your choice. And then you also get a group call experience where the power of the brainstorming power of the group can be applied towards your business, and then you can help other businesses as well. And so that's a very tried and tested pattern is two one-on-ones in a group each month. And then the first session is risk-free because it includes a money-back guarantee. So if you pick the coach, you met them first on that group call, and then when you go forward and you decide that, you know what, it's not for me, for any reason at all, there's no restrictions, you decide it's not for you, then you can back out, no problem at all, because we're not about making money in some way that isn't ethical here. We provide this service so that you can get the benefit. And speaking of benefit, I challenge everyone here to write down a couple mistakes they've made in the last 3 months, and write down how much you think that mistake cost you. Okay, a lot of coaching is honestly. Tell me if this is right from your point of view, Henry. But I think a lot of it is just avoiding the mistakes. Is that right?
Well, it's first of all avoiding the mistakes, and secondly, being able to know what a mistake is when it starts happening, so you can back out of it before it's too late.
Okay.
And third is if you're dug too far in, still knowing what to do to get out. And a lot of times you need someone else to help you. One way we do that is not only with our mentor coaches who've been around many business blocks and have made all the mistakes already, frankly, and learned from them and now know how to manage a company to excellence, but there are other CEOs in a group that you're going to be in that are going to be also working with you and helping you, and you're going to be helping them. You're going to find that you had certain successes that are going to help somebody else who's dug into a hole and vice versa. And that's the dynamic of the mastermind concept, which, of course, comes from Napoleon Hill and his landmark work, Think and Grow Rich.
Okay. Now, something I forgot to ask you about here is, how about if you introduce the stories, I guess, the bios of the first two mentors that we have as part of our Platinum Club?
Not a problem. J.R. Samples has worked as a Fortune 500 executive. He was in a smaller company, and he engineered the acquisition of that company by the Fortune 5. And going through that, he also dealt with an incredible number of different problems and challenges as he navigated bringing that smaller company into the Fortune 5. And then he became the vice president for sales and marketing inside that company. And he helped establish the consulting and coaching methodologies for the internal management of that company. Finally, he exited out of that and began his own coaching and consulting practice, and he's bringing all of that expertise to bear in working with the clients in the CEO Mastermind. And Bill Boyer is the other coach that's going to start with us. He's been a CEO, a COO, a CFO, and a vice president of finance and operations. He worked with Burlington Industries, which is a Fortune 5 company as well. And then he also worked with Hixson International, which is a British company, and also a Canadian subsidiary of a U.S. company. He has also engineered several turnarounds and the acquisition of several companies and engineered some incredible experiences with trade unions. Now, most of us are not going to do that, but he has an incredible expertise in negotiating and bringing the sides together in disputes. So Bill brings a different kind of expertise than JR, and all three of us are going to be in that call on Monday night. We're going to grill each other a little bit, then we're going to give you all a chance to grill us through the Q&A part of the webpage. As you see it tonight, we'll have another one there. And you'll be able to interface with them directly to find out what it is they can do for your company.
Okay. Now, I hope everyone was paying really close attention to the details there as Henry was describing the history, the experience of these coaches, because as far as my recollection goes and awareness of the industry, I don't know of any internet marketing coaching club that has people of this weight, of this experience, I mean, nowhere close. I mean, what I see time and time again as I see, you know, people on the stage at seminars or the emails that I get from various people is that the coaching clubs are like, it's one small business person who is ahead of the game, who's figured some things out, kind of like me, helping people one level below them. And really, it's, you know, it's valuable. I mean, it actually works because there is value in that. But the people you've just described, Henry, I hope everyone listening here gets this, that these, I mean, you know, to be acquired by a Fortune 500 company. I mean, okay, my brother-in-law works for John Deere, helping to acquire companies for John Deere. And so he and I have talked. I've learned a little bit about what a company has
right.
to go through to be
right.
acquired. Oh my God. Okay.
Well,
it is grueling.
Yeah. Let me make one point though, is that these gentlemen are now happier being small business people and working with small business owners. However, the experience of knowing what excellence takes place in these big companies is invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to be honest, they're going to tell you, I'm much happier being here with you all. This is the environment where true entrepreneurship and exciting business happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to make that clear.
I agree. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this next phase of my company, because I still view myself as a small business, where, you know, I have a complete product team with every position staffed, people, you know, knowing what their job is and doing it without a lot of stress of things changing too much. I mean, we're not there yet, as my employees
right.
will tell you.
Right.
But you know, there's that very happy size where you're making, you know, $10 to $50 million. I think I'm forecasting this. That I think is going to be a really nice little size for my company because it's not a Microsoft-like complexity, but it doesn't have all of the you know always on the edge kind of feeling that I think a lot of small businesses have. Now we do have some good questions coming in here from some people. Let's see, Harold Anderson.
We also
Anderson.
Have somebody who's been through the process on available too. If you want to do that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to him. So kind of a testimonial, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we'll ask him a couple questions.
Go for it.
Chris Glazer, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Chris, good evening. How you doing?
Good, Henry. Good to hear from you.
Likewise for everybody and for you, Rick. Chris is a member of our local groups. And he works. He has a mentor coach who happens to be myself, who he works with, in this case, a little bit longer period, once a month. And then he's also in a mastermind group. We call them CEO focus groups here in the local area. And he's been with us for over a year, and we've gone through quite a bit together, I must say. Chris, I'd like to start. Just tell us briefly about your history in business, if you would. I know you started off the veritable kitchen table yourself, so give us the 60-second history.
Okay. Well, I started on my own in 1988 and been working ever since, so coming up on 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But we just recently, you know, we slowly built up to, I guess, to about a million and a half a year.
We
but,
and you and your wife, right? You're working together.
Well, it is now, but this was before that. We weren't really working together too much. She was coming in every now and then just to
mm-hmm.
see what was going on. But that was previously. And
what kind of business are you in?
In construction work, we're subcontractors specializing
okay.
in synthetic stucco.
Okay.
But what happened is we joined the group, wanting to grow, and I got excited about what I heard about the group, and joined up, and we made an awful lot of changes really fast, and it's going really well.
Tell me a couple of things. I know in the work we're doing together, one of the things you're doing now, really focusing on, is setting up your business systems. Well, how do you perceive that's going to improve your business?
Well, to tell you the truth, that's been a goal of mine since day one. Unfortunately, you know, it's one of those things that one of those yeah but things where you know you should do it, and until you really see the need for it so clearly in a group setting and and you have somebody like you on my back to to remind me to get going on it and hold me accountable. You know, before that, I really wasn't moving on that. But
so are you, the accountability factor is important.
It's huge. Yeah, okay. The accountability is huge.
Why is that so huge?
Well, for me, it's that added kick in the pants of the responsibility that I have to fulfill my own plan here.
Okay.
And that has come through in so many ways in implementing the, you know, recommending to me to go to the time management seminar to me doing that and following through and just everything from there. I mean, it's
okay.
But
so for everybody who understands, we set up a set of action steps at the end of each mentor coach session, and then when we get back together the next time, you know, Chris has to deal with somebody on that, and that helps drive the execution forward. What about the group? What are some of the, and we're not going to take too much more of your time, Chris. What do you get out of that group dynamic that's unique in terms of business building?
Well, you know, I think Rick said something about having people who are a little bit more advanced or more experienced, kind of sharing their knowledge, and it's not just that. It's people who also are in the same position as you, who really have good ideas, who share their insights, and you know, they say it's lonely at the top, and you know, here you have a bunch of people who are at the top, and it's there's a camaraderie there, there's just a real teamwork feeling there, and the people
you feel like you've got a team behind you instead of just out there flailing by yourself.
Exactly, that's exactly right.
And knowing what we've been through with Chris, Rick, I'd have to tell you there was a real low point in his business, and the group came together around him and his wife and actually helped them put their business on a whole new footing. And what I'm seeing right now, 6 months later, is almost a whole new company. Would you agree with that, Chris?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I definitely believe it, because I've been involved with a mastermind group locally for 4 months now, and it's been just amazing. And it's subtle little things. It's everything you do that's you could explain away as common sense. But because of the accountability of actually doing the common sense thing, suddenly it's a whole different ball of wax. I my wife will clean up the house before the maid comes. You know,
yeah.
That's accountability. You know, you as a business owner, you clean up your business before your next group meeting, because you don't want to say that you haven't done anything. And so does that play a little bit, Chris?
Absolutely. It's kind of like going to the gym too. You know.
Yeah.
You go
yeah.
to the gym in the morning, and you see the regulars there who go to the gym with you, and I don't know. There's something good about it. Everybody's there. They're working on building themselves up. It's the same thing with this group.
Well, so really,
I would
what
like
we're talking about is a business building discipline. If somebody's really serious to grow their company, what we understand is one of the most effective ways is to simply put yourself in a daily, weekly, monthly discipline of working with a mentor, being involved with a group that these will be virtual in this case, and that keeps you on track and keeps you on that bigger business building entrepreneurship level than you are when you're out there flailing on your own. And that's certainly what I've seen with you, Chris.
Well, thank you. That's so much of that is directly related to this group.
All right.
Yeah, I went through real quick and just started jotting down the things. We've got the systems. We've broken our business into 6 different categories, and we're documenting operations manuals for every one of those categories. We have workflow charts for every one, and it's a system now. It's really exciting for me to see this thing
Amen
coming
to that.
Into play.
That's what we're talking about, Rick, and it does work. I mean, people will get down and do this if they have the structure to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't want to take too much more of Rick's time, but Chris's time, rather. We really appreciate your being here. If you want to get to some of those questions, Rick,
sure. So, first of all,
around, maybe he'll have something to say.
Okay, great. Well, then, thank you, Chris. I appreciate your input there.
All right.
okay, here's the deal, everybody. We can't really sell you on this call. I mean, that would be silly because we don't know what your individual business is all about. Because the honest truth is, what we are offering you is proven. Okay, the mentors that Henry has selected here, they have been doing this for decades. Okay, either as a business owner themselves, or now as a professional coach helping other people giving back. And so there's no question that these people, these guys, know what the heck they're doing. They deliver on the promise. Okay, that's not the question. I hope it's not the question in your mind. What is the question is, what is your potential? And for example, that's the first question I have to ask here from one of our members online. Harold from Bradenton, Florida says, one of my businesses has been stuck at $200,000 a year for 2.5 years or two or more years. Although I'm interested in what you're proposing, how do I know for sure that there's more money on the table in that business? Sometimes I feel like I've peaked. You know, he has rankings and traffic, decent conversion. So he's talking about marketing tactics here online. But he wants to make more money with that business, but he's not sure. He thinks it may have peaked. So what do you have to say for Harold?
Well, sometimes it's not a matter of just the latest new marketing strategy, but it's really taking a look at the fundamentals of your business. Are you making the maximum amount of profit that you could be making out of every dollar that's coming in? That means sort of getting down into the fundamentals of looking at the financials on your company. I realize many of us that are working out there on the internet, we may not be even doing formal bookkeeping, but I assume if someone's on this call that they're already up at that 200,000 gross revenue or above. So we need to be taking the numbers out of our bookkeeping and look at what we've really got. Occasionally, when we plateau, we can find extra profit. And the second thing I'll say to that is taking a real strategic look at the future of the marketplace and seeing where can I diversify, where can I start putting in new products that are related to what I'm already doing that I can sell to my same customer base without having to go out and find brand new customers, and that's getting into the realm of strategic market plans and so on.
I agree 100%. I mean, there is no way a business can be at a peak. I mean, that's just inconceivable to me, especially if you have $200K a year or more of gross revenue coming in. And so, I mean, you mentioned profit per dollar coming in, which means focusing on your cost side of the equation. We're also talking about increasing profit per customer, which means having more back-end products, affiliate products, growing your list, and so on. I'd also say that looking at different conversion techniques, this is more on the marketing side, not so much on the business management side, but
right.
you're doing a better job at converting, and so that's a part of it too. And I bet you also there are parallel ways of applying or of leveraging basically your expertise, your knowledge, and so on. And so it's not just about that one business. It's about all the leverage and synergy that you get from thinking about your business more strategically.
Mm-hmm.
And so Harold, my answer to you is, if you have a dollar, and I think you do, go ahead and click on that button. See, in the lower right-hand corner there, there's that button for the $1, the $1 starting package there, the $1 special. Okay, click on that button and go ahead and fill out your information. And then here's what you're going to get. What you're going to get is instantly you'll get the top 10 mistakes to avoid in business and how to avoid them. You will get a business assessment, kind of like a Cosmo quiz for business owners, only it's a lot more in depth than that. So that's going to help you understand where you're missing, where your business is missing out, really. And then you're also going to get access to the Meet the Mentors call. It's a private call just for people who've paid their buck. Okay, now, so I encourage anyone who thinks they have potential, beyond what's happening right now, is to go ahead and sign up for that $1 because it's only a dollar, and you get all of that, and then make your final decision after you meet the coach. Because this call tonight, the goal is not to sell you on the coach. We can't do that. The goal is to sell you on this dollar, okay? We want to give you enough value for your dollar, which means, the assessment test, the 10 mistakes, and then the chance to meet the mentors. after you meet the mentors. If it's not for you, that's okay. You walk away, you've spent a buck. Okay, if it is for you, you continue on. You have your first payment of $397, and then you have your first session with the coach. And you know, on a monthly basis, you meet with the coach twice, and then you also have the group session where you can come together and add more variety to your ideas. And then you take the best of those ideas, and then you work with them back one-on-one with the coach. And so it's this kind of yin and yang. You group then individual, individual then group. It's a back and forth. Between intelligent design, if you will, and then variation, so kind of a business evolution approach. So that's what you're going to get for your dollar is you start this whole process, and like I said, there's no risk because after the first session, if it's not for you, you just walk away and ask for your money back, and that's not a problem. That we'll definitely honor that request. But as I was trying to get into before, I kind of got sidetracked a little bit. It's not a question. It really isn't as to whether or not these coaches are qualified. And Henry, I'm going to ask you to, give us the bios of those coaches one more time here in a second. But it's not a question of whether or not the coaches can deliver on the promise. They can. They've been proven over decades of time. The question is how much untapped potential is in your future? I challenge all of you on the call right now to write down a number of how much would your business be worth right now? How much would your income be? Something like that. If you made every decision right in the last year. Okay, or just one-tenth of the decisions better, okay? Okay, my guess is you would probably come up with a doubling or tripling of your business. I'm not guaranteeing that result, okay? Certainly not, but that's the potential. Now, that's the kind of results that I'm seeing from all the investment I'm doing on mentors and coaches. In fact, we're probably going to just go nuts here in the next couple of years in some really, really big ways. So I'm really excited about that. But, again, it's not the question of the value of the coaches. That's not how you make this kind of decision. The question is how much untapped potential do you have? Now, Harold from Florida there, he thought his business peaked. We're saying I don't buy that. Harold, especially you, I do encourage you to go ahead and go for this dollar offer and just see what we have to offer. Meet the coaches. Meet the mentors on Monday. See where it goes. Now, Dennis from Quesnel, Canada, wants to know, he's the owner of a small networking company in Canada, grossing $400K a year and losing money. Okay, so grossing $400K but losing money right now. Family owner run business, have been in business for 6 years. Could the Platinum Group help with this turnaround?
No question about it. I want you to understand first is don't lose heart. Not knowing specifically what the particulars are in your business. What I know is if you have a cash flow of $400,000, there has got to be a way to take a serious look at the financials in your company and where the money's coming from and where it's going and finding out why you're not making a profit. As long as you can stay in business for another few months, there's always a way to find out how to turn something around. The question really is going to be, are you going to be willing to make the tough decisions? If you have to change a marketing strategy, if you have to cut off a whole wing of your MLM network and ask them to go independent, if you have to fire some virtual employees, are you prepared to do it? But with professional assistance, there's no question, if you have a $400,000 a year cash flow, that there are ways that it can be turned around. I can't get specific till I see what's really going on. But generally speaking, there's always hope if you have cash flow. The biggest problem...
Now, Henry, for the $1, people are going to be able to take this business assessment, answer all the questions. And then I think I forgot to mention that we're also going to have a small group call, I believe with you, right, where you will, with about 10 or so other people, take people through their business assessments and then help them understand as kind of a first actually, we're doing that one-on-one, aren't we? That's one-on-one with the coach. That's their first session.
We're gonna meet the coaches,
coach
mentors on Monday. Then we're going to have a day or so to decide which coach, and by At the end of that first week, you will have been expected to finish your assessment, finish studying the top 10 errors, and then you'll be billed for that first month. You'll have that first session with your mentor coach that you've selected, and during that time, you're going to take a soup to nuts look at your company, and if you feel comfortable, you can do things like email some basic P&L to your coach and start getting down into what the reasons are that your company is not making the profit you would like it to make. Usually, there are ways to find extra profit in a company. The challenge is usually myself, the CEO, being willing to make the tough decisions in order to cut the fat.
Yeah, and in this case, you mentioned that it was a family-operated business. So now you're dealing with some psychological issues. And I remember when my wife was helping me out way early on, before I even had Carol on as an employee. I mean, this is in the very early days here. I'd ask her to do something, and she was resistant. She wouldn't do it. She was angry at me. I was like, well, that's not going to work out. And we have a lovely, happy marriage, but it's like when she was trying to work with me, it wasn't happening.
Right.
And I finally figured out that if I called her Diane instead of Amanda, whenever I had a business task, she could kind of play the role of Diane, and Diane was really helpful. but Amanda was my wife. So we had to do something like that actually to get through the assignment of tasks.
Right.
Because in a marriage, you're peers. In a business relationship, someone's got to be the boss. And so I'm just guessing here. I don't know. But since you mentioned it's a family-operated business, I bet you there's a couple of family dynamics there that are impeding the success of that business. Just a guess. What you think it's a good guess?
I would say so, and I have to tell you, again, in that situation, if you have a group and you have a mentor coach that you're working with on a regular basis, you now have a support structure that can help you navigate the challenges of those family relationships. In fact, that's a big part of what happened with Glazer LLC and Chris Glazer, who was on the call earlier. We helped the group process, and I, as his mentor coach, helped he and his wife navigate those very waters and come out with an incredible new business model, which is literally saved the company and put it on a whole new plateau to boot. So I want to give you hope there. Family business issues can be turned around and turned to a super positive, but you usually need help from outside the family.
You touched on a really cool point, too, and as you get bigger in business, I think it becomes more and more important, and that is as a boss, as the head person in charge of your company, you have to make tough decisions from time to time. But politically, it's actually helpful if you have a reason why that comes from outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just your judgment, you're the king, you're the boss, and then everyone hates the fact that you're making these whims, they think, okay? It doesn't matter how much you've thought through the decision. If you're making these tough calls and they don't feel like it's the right one that they've been listened to, even if they have, it's all irrational at that point. Well, if you have a mastermind group that over the course of months gets to know your business, and they can actually give you political cover, I think, for some of these tough calls. You can say, you know what, we've been learning about X, Y, and Z. You can actually bring your team into the problem then. You can actually, relate to the team what you've learned from this group, and then ask the team, here's the question, what should we do about this? And I think with the energy and the solidness that comes from a mastermind created decision or a one-on-one coaching session decision, that the weight of that knowledge and decision actually tends to kind of trump over all these political issues, these little squabbles that happen from time to time, and it actually allows you to make the tough calls without being the bad guy. And I think as our companies grow, we cannot underestimate that power. It's kind of a cliche in business that people hire consultants to just give someone the blame when really you knew what to do in the first place. You just want
right.
to be able to blame someone besides yourself.
Right.
So that definitely happens in big business. But my guess is that it's the wise CEO employer of a small business that actually does that in a smaller way, less expensive way, earlier on. Is that right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head there.
All right. Okay. Another question from Kendall from California. This is interesting. I'm not sure we have a good answer for Kendall, but we'll see. How could this group help someone who, like me, is not the CEO, but wants to work on the company that he or she works for?
I guess, Kendall, it depends on what your position is in the company. If you are the chief operating officer or the chief financial officer, for example, or the general manager, if you have the blessing of the owner to represent the company and you have access to, you know, all the key information necessary to really take a look at the company, then we could welcome you into the process. However, if it's something you're going to do on your own and, you know, you think this company's really got a lot of problems and I want to fix them, but you're not really working together with the owner, I'd love to sign you up, but I have to say you really have to work together with the ownership. We do on occasion have members in these key positions. We call them key employees of a company. They are in our process with the coach and with the groups, representing the company almost as if they were the owner. And I would say, Kendall, that's the one way it's going to work. And not being able to talk with you directly here, I would hope that would give you an answer that you could chew on.
Well, you know, and I can tell you, as my company grows and I hire someone to start managing it, as far as I'm concerned, that person becomes the CEO. Now, they may not be authorized to make every decision, of magnitude on their own, but really they're acting as CEO. And the title could be project manager, the title general manager or COO, whatever. But I think in that case it does make sense. But if anything less than that, that's not what this group is for. We have to respect the other members of the group because we all have to be people who are basically running the companies. And
exactly
those
right.
positions can be sometimes. Okay.
Right.
Next question from Gary in California. I'm a solo operator, solo entrepreneur with a virtual team of contractors, $325K of annual revenue. I don't want an org chart and a larger team, but I do want to grow with outsourced teams, primarily contractors. Can this Platinum Club work for him?
I love that model, Gary. What you got to realize is you do have a virtual organization, and you will benefit from creating a structure and even an org chart for all the positions that you have those people fulfilling, and setting up position descriptions for you and for the people so that they understand very clearly what's expected of them. What you expect, and also that you're very clear on what you're going to provide them to be successful. And in fact, if you're going to set up a virtual company with $300,000 and growing in revenue, you're going to find that you must set up structure around what's happening, or it's going to get away from you. You're going to get too many people out there in this virtual organization, and you're not going to be able to manage it. So my answer to you is red flag, Gary. You need to access something soon to get something around you to support you in building the structure of this operation. And I can't think of, and I say this very sincerely, a more time-efficient and cost-effective way to do that than access this particular program we're talking about here.
I'm going to add also, if anyone on the call wants to build a business as an outsourced company, okay, Evan Pagan from DoubleYourDating.com is a great example of someone
right.
who's made it past the hard part there, up to like $20 million in revenue or so. He's publicly stated already, so I'm not giving anything away. If you want to do that, I would recommend that you come up with some sort of deferred compensation for your contractors. It could be profit sharing. It could be something, but it could be like delayed profit sharing. Like, we made this much profit this month, you get it over time, kind of like the lottery, right? And here's why. Because that will tie your contractors to you in a way that that you couldn't do except for having them be employees. And because when it comes time to sell the company, you want to let the person buying the company know that these people are all locked into you in a healthy way, not just that they can go because the personality is not there anymore, right?
Hey, I want everybody to understand what's happened right here is the mastermind concept. Gary asked a question. Here's a couple of guys that are in business alongside. We're throwing out ideas for you to use. That's what happens in the groups, and that's what happens with the mentors. By the way, I think if it's Gary, I see Gary's order has come in here with the $1. Thank you for that, Gary. And we have Dennis Whitner and Nick Femiak and Gary Staubel, if that's who you are, Gary, and Steve Holmes and Carl White and Scott Deacon and Daniel Parent, and they're just kind of clicking in here every 20 seconds or so, by the way.
Okay.
Rick, and well, I want to welcome you all on board and let you know that kind of what's going on here right now is the type of dynamic that we find in our process.
Absolutely. Now, Kendall wrote in again, by the way, she is a female. So sorry, Kendall, if I misappropriated your gender there. And she's also the director of ops. So Kendall, I would say, talk it over with your CEO and make sure that you guys are doing this, really with full awareness together as
a
team.
Right.
And I know that as CEO, I would love to delegate more things. I mean, I'll give everyone on the call here a little lesson to management. When I was at Microsoft, I was a young kid. Okay, I was hired in there first when I was 19 years old, as a sophomore in college, and so I wanted to advance up the org chart, right? So I was really focused on the promotion, and so I kept asking my managers, "What do I have to do to get promoted?" okay, doesn't that sound like a 19-year-old kid, right?
There you go.
Okay, like you love the raw talent, but the kid, you just don't get it. Here's the deal. Businesses are desperate to promote people. They want people that they can promote. And who can they promote? They can promote people who are doing great at their current job. If you're a director of ops, if you want to be CEO, start doing your job. Now, if you're misappropriating someone else's job, then yeah, that's not going to work. But it sounds like you're on top of things. Work with your CEO, and the CEO would probably, my guess is, love to have you partake in this group effectively as acting CEO, maybe not officially within the company, but certainly within the group that you're in. And so if you two agree on it, then we'll accept that, and no problems at all.
Kendall, let me make a suggestion that you,
sure.
Even if it's your own dollar, go ahead and pick up the $1 entry tonight, get the assessment and the 10 fatal errors, and take those to your CEO and show him what it is that we're doing, and take the assessment with him, have him do it. We want to deliver you value right up front. And if it's not, if it's not going to work, then you send us the email and we'll cancel the subscription, and you'll just be out the dollar. But I do urge you to do at least that much so that you can connect your boss with what's happening. Also, there will be a recording of the call. If he has time, you can download that and burn it onto a CD or whatever, and he can listen to this call in his car on an iPod.
Yep, and just a little plug here. If we're using the instantteleseminar.com service, which is one of my products. And so the recording will actually be available right here within 5 seconds of the call being over. So, Zilesoft.com/PlatinumClub is where the call is located. That will be evergreen so that over time people can learn about this club and make the right decision. So next question is very interesting. Is this Platinum Club appropriate for a startup company? Because we do have the 200K minimum, but some people do startups different than other people do. So, what would be the qualifications that a startup company would have to meet? The CEO would have to meet to be a part of the club.
Well, what person's name on that question?
There was no name on this question.
Didn't leave. Okay, no yeah. Name. That is a very interesting question. I think. Normally, we would want companies with at least a couple hundred thousand dollars a year in revenue on average and at least one employee. That can be a virtual employee, like the one gentleman who had a $350,000 company and a slew of virtual people. That's great. If you're a startup that has cash flow and you have at least one employee or contractor, we would welcome you into the program. If you're starting out at home, the veritable guy in his underwear starting all by yourself with a couple of websites and so on, I would be more than happy to take your money, $397 a month, which for a company that's on a growth plane isn't that much. But if you're starting up at home on a small budget, that might be more than you want to spend. I would urge you to put that into some type of a coordinated marketing plan that's going to start generating your cash flow. And I'm sure with Rick and Armin and all the other people that you're connected with, you can find places to put that to get yourself some customers right off the bat. But if you're a startup with some cash flow going and at least one employee, virtual or otherwise, I think you would grow faster and more effectively than any other method.
Okay, now Shelby Lane from Detroit wants to know, how do I join the Dollar Club? I do not have the website on my computer yet. Okay, if there's any confusion, look in the lower right-hand corner of this page. Okay, if you're on the phone or you came to the website or you're listening via the web, either way, you should have come by the Zylesoft.com/Platinum Club page. So in the lower right-hand corner of that page, the Platinum Club page, is the button that says, you know, the $1 special. So
get the $1 special.
Yeah, get the $1 special. So click on that Get the $1 special button, and they'll take you to a new page. It'll open up. If you have a tabbed browser, it might open up in another tab, so look around for it. And just fill out that order form. It's the standard order form. Now, I have to admit, it may be one of the ugliest order forms I've ever seen, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. The content's important. Your potential's important, not what the order form looks like. But you know, spend your buck, and then you'll get the assessment. And the assessment will form the basis of your first session with the coach. You'll get a chance to meet the two coaches before you pick one. And then you also get the top 10 mistakes that businesses make and how to avoid them. That's yours to keep no matter what. And a full refund after the first session if it's not for you. So, like I said, you know, it's pretty much a slam dunk here. We're at the end of the hour, so we're going to wrap it up here pretty soon. But Gary from Gilroy wants to clarify a little bit here that he prefers – this is a great question. He prefers to be in a group with other infopreneurs or internet marketers. Is that going to be the makeup of these groups? And if the coaches are not internet marketers by trade, will that be a potential issue? Okay, Gary, that is the crux of the whole issue here, because my marketing list, okay, my prospect list, my customer list, most of my prospects and customers are internet marketers, or their brick-and-mortar companies with a heavy internet portion of their business, because they're kind of connected enough to be in this kind of circle or loop. And so, Gary, the groups that are forming here, they're going to be formed from the Zylesoft prospect and customer list. So by and large, you are going to be with peers who are in the internet business or who have brick-and-mortar businesses with a heavy internet presence. So I think that's what you're looking for there. But you know what? The coaches on purpose are not from this group, not from this little clique of internet marketers, because this program is not about being a better internet marketer. It's about being a better business owner and CEO, because let me give you proof of this here. Okay, I'm going to tell you that the best model for using the internet, and most people don't talk about this because they're just focused on the internet alone. I think the best model for the internet is to launch your new product with it and get cash flow or a windfall profit, and then use that cash flow or windfall profit to experiment with other forms of advertising and marketing and sales, and so that you can then find a repeatable, scalable process that can just, you can just dial it up and get invested. After you have that process, proven and documented, that's when you go to investors and they say, you know what, this is not a question of will it work or not, it's already working. You put in $1 million here, the company is now able to do X, Y, and Z, and the company is worth 10 times that and will be acquired by X, Y, and Z company, and then boom, you now have the capital to hire a whole team. Everything progresses. But it only happens because you're smart about how you leverage your knowledge. So, yes, you will be with peers who are mostly internet marketers or offline businesses with a heavy internet presence. But the coaches are business people who can then impart. You know, they're going to learn internet marketing. We haven't really discussed this, but this is kind of a big benefit for the coaches Henry, is that they're going to learn a ton of internet marketing tactics from
right.
all the members
right.
in the group, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And the members will help each other out. I mean, that has to happen. It will happen. But,
well, in fact, I want you to know that's one of the ways I could get this caliber of guy on the coaching program, because I'm sure many of the listeners here feel it's a high fee, but actually for this caliber of coach, it's a low fee.
It's a low fee.
One of the ways
yes.
that we're able to interest him is to say, look, we're going to get you smack dab in the middle of the internet marketing world with Rick Raddatz, who's one of the movers and shakers in that world, and that was all they needed to know. They were ready to come. So you're right. There's a synergy there without question. I want to emphasize that point of having mentors and a system that is not coming from the internet marketing world, because I've been around it now myself for 5 years, and it's a powerful and a great world, but once you start growing, you have to start applying traditional business management principles or you're going to go belly up. So that's why you need to access people who've been in the so-called brick-and-mortar business realm and can help you learn how to structure your business for success to grow it and really make it work. I've visited Ziosoft, by the way, and that is absolutely happening. There's no question about it. I see it every time I walk in.
All right. Yeah. You mean you visited Ziosoft, the company, the actual office?
That's it. It's a real business. This is not just Rick working in his underwear from home, folks. We've got a real going business here. It's doing all the things that we talked about tonight and probably making a few of the mistakes we talked about as well. Right, Rick?
No, I honestly absolutely am. There's no question about it. We hired a whole lot of people in the last 8 weeks, and the team is now getting stabilized, and we are getting traction. It's an amazing time for me, and it would not have been possible without the coaches and mentors that I hired in the last year.
Right.
For those of you who joined halfway in the call here, because actually on most calls the number of active listeners goes down slowly over the call. Here, the numbers have actually gone up.
I don't know if people have been IMing each other or what, but the orders kind of keep coming in, too. We have Cynthia Shelby Lane has come on. Kendall from California has come on. Nice to hear from you, Kendall. Dennis is in, and so people are coming in right toward the end here as well.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to kind of wrap it up, but yes, I am making mistakes left and right. That's why I'm hiring coaches and mentors. And my business is now at a point where if I screw up, I don't have the personal funds to save it anymore. When the business
right.
is small, no problem. We dip into a few credit cards, we get out of it, and then boom, okay? I have to be serious now, okay, because I have to have relationships with banks. I have to do a whole bunch of things in order to be responsible for my employees, my family, and myself. And run this business in control instead of like that epileptic paintballer that I described as a vision for how most businesses are run. So one final question. David from New Jersey says, my business is doing just under $2 million a year. Is this still a good potential match? Because we talked about $200,000 to $2 million being the range. So what about if someone's almost at the upper end of the cap? Where would how would they fit in, and where would they go from there?
Well, actually, we this process is working with companies between 200,000 and 20 million. I think that you had put out those figures based on knowing who's in your list, but there's no question that this process works with any company within those parameters. If your company happened to be on the larger end, that's not a problem because the mentors you're working with know your world backwards and forwards, and they can absolutely assist you. As far as being in the group, whether somebody is $1 million or $2 million, they're facing the same business problems you are, and they will tend to have found a solution to the same problem you have, even though they might have half the revenue. I'll give you that if someone's down at the $100,000 or $200,000 level, it may not be quite the same as you, but we have a range of companies here, and there's no question that you're going to find solutions. I want to welcome Scott Jordan and Cynthia Shelby Lane into our program. They just came online here.
All right. Okay, we're going to wrap up the call. Henry, I want to thank you for taking the time here to do this with me. I mean, I don't mean just tonight. I mean the whole partnership here. This has been great. I'm very excited about what this can grow into. This is just day one here. My business is starting to expand exponentially with a new focus on marketing and lead generation. We're going to launch that probably in February. So I look forward to a healthy supply of new peers into this high-end group. This is a high-end group. And again, there's no commitment today besides the $1. You pay the $1, you're going to get the business assessment that's going to help you understand your business. That will become the basis of your first session with your coach, so that the first session is actually valuable. Let me make one thing very, very clear here. The first session with your coach is not a sales call, okay? This was the sales call, okay? The first session with your coach is your coach having already reviewed, before he talks to you, your business assessment. And then when you get on the phone with him, and for right now right now your coach is a him. Eventually we'll have a him and a her, I'm sure. But right now, when you get on the phone with him, he's already going to know a lot about your business. He's going to ask you questions and work through this to first understand your business and then give you some tips right away where you can increase profit per customer, cut some costs, change your focus, or at least give you hints, because it would be irresponsible to do too many things in the first session in terms of action items. But he's going to give you hints as to which direction you can go. And you know what? You're going to get a lot more information when you actually meet your prospective coach here on Monday. And that's going to be Monday evening, right, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And it's going to come out on the everybody who clicks the $1 button there is going to get all the details in the email and the login.
Okay. So when you sign up for $1, if you haven't yet already done that, when you sign up for $1 on the thank you page and perhaps on the email, I'm not sure Henry knows, you will be told where to go on Monday. Now, Henry, someone will also be giving them a call tomorrow, right?
No. As a matter of fact, the calls will come out after they selected their coach.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. The next thing here is on Monday you meet both coaches, and then you pick the coach that you want, okay? You pick the coach that's best for you, and then you schedule the time with your coach, and you go through the assessment. That's when someone's going to be working with you one-on-one to make sure you understand the whole process. They'll answer your questions one-on-one before your coaching session. And then you go for it, and you start it off, and again, no risk. If it's not for you, you just you say, sorry, it wasn't for me, and then we'll give you your money back. And if it if it is for you, you continue on. And you know what? There's one extra bonus here I haven't mentioned yet. Everyone who becomes a member gets a full membership to the Entrepreneurs Vacation Club, okay, for as long as you're a member. So if you're already paying for Entrepreneurs Vacation Club, you get to retain your low member ID, but you're actually getting essentially a $100 discount, right? Or a $97 discount.
Hey, how did I get that deal?
What's that?
No, I'm kidding. I'm an EBC. I'm just joking. How can I get that deal?
How can you get that deal? Well, you just got to sign up as a coach for yourself, I guess. So here's the deal. So if you are an Entrepreneurs Vacation Club member, you get to retain your low member ID, so you get the same priority for reservations. But you don't have to pay the $97 a month for EBC. We'll just take care of it some other way here. And if you are not yet an EBC member, you are now. Okay, so you get to come to the Breckenridge Ski Lodge as often as you want, and you can reserve up to 12 weeks in advance, and you can bring as many guests as you want up through February 1st because we're still selling out memberships, so we have tons of capacity. I think we have 8 people up there this weekend, so it's a really good session. So that's another form of mastermind, and you get that with your membership. I forgot to mention that earlier. so happy surprise for all of you who paid
your
buck.
You tell me about that one, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm already envisioning CEO Mastermind members having a weekend up there and been working together virtually and finally meeting each other and helping each other with their businesses. That could be powerful stuff.
We can definitely arrange that. Okay, so we're going to close this tonight. So thank you, Henry.
Thank
you, everyone who listened in. Whether or not you became a member, we have a relationship here that's going to be adding value to each other over time. So I'm glad you're part of the Xylosoft family. And for those of you who have joined the ZioSoft Platinum Club, welcome aboard. Henry's team will guide you through the process from this point on. By the way, if you call into my support team, we're not going to know a lot of the answers, okay? Okay. So this is really a Henry partnership with, along with Rick. So Henry's team, and basically the coach, is going to be the person that's going to be helping you understand the whole process, all that kind of stuff. A lot of that will be clarified on the Monday call. The Monday call will be recorded. So you do not have to attend the Monday call. There's no pressure there. Nothing will be sold there. It's just a chance to meet the coaches. And then on Tuesday, you can email Henry and pick your coach. And then Henry's team will get back to you and set up the appointment and all that kind of good stuff. So very simple process, very clean, very much worth the money. I mean, this is the lowest price it will ever be offered at. And you get to lock in. And should we lock him in for at least a year, Henry? Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Because after hearing the quality of the coaches recently, I'm thinking that we priced this way too low. I always do that. I got to fix that. But you guys benefit tonight because you are now locked in at this low, low price. And if you're listening to this on the recording, the price may be different than it was here at this launch back in November of 2007. But so look for the pricing on the webpage. That's the official pricing. And I think that concludes it. So good night. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you on the web.
Good night.